Good afternoon. The disturbance that tracked through pretty quickly late last night and early this morning brought a round of about 2 to 6 inches on average snowfall across the region through the early morning hours. Now, most of that precipitation has pushed off into northern and eastern New England while the region begins to dry out. We'll still have plenty of clouds around today and still the opportunity of a few passing rain and snow showers as the drying trend persists behind a cool front. Temperatures still, though, will reach well into the 30s and even some lower 40s. As we get into the night, gradually clearing skies and seasonably cold temperatures with readings back into the 20s. So we'll start tomorrow off with a decent amount of sunshine with a small area of high pressure in control, but quickly an Arctic front will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region. This will produce more clouds, and there is the chance of some snow showers by the end of the day Tuesday, and more likely on Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. Accumulations will be slight, but by Wednesday, temperatures will only be in the upper 20s and lower 30s for afternoon highs. Another Arctic front will pivot through on Wednesday night and Thursday with more snow showers, gusty winds, and frigid temperatures. Thursday afternoon's highs will only be in the teens to around 20, and the heart of this Arctic blast will be over us on Friday, and despite mostly sunny skies, high temperatures will stay in the teens region-wide. Temperatures will begin to modify with another disturbance heading our way for the weekend. This will produce snow or mixed precipitation on both Saturday and Sunday as high temperatures make it back up into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm moving through our region will also have impacts in eastern New England. Snow, heavy at times, will fall through the middle of the day. In parts of interior Maine, will pick up 6 to 10 inches before it winds down. Winter storm warnings have been issued. Meanwhile, an Arctic front will continue to produce snow today across portions of the northern Rockies and northern Intermountain region. Snowfall may be heavy for some areas, and the snow will also be possible out into the Cascades of Washington. Behind this front, Arctic air will overspread much of the northern plains and Midwest over the next couple of days. High temperatures today are forecast to be 20 to 30 degrees below average across portions of the northern plains. These cold temperatures will spread into the Midwest tomorrow and Wednesday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Ash Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain tapering off to showers in the upper 40s, Boston, rain and snow, then just rain showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high, 62, set in 1979. And the record low, 12 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers this afternoon with high temperatures in the middle to upper 30s. Remaining mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a couple of rain or snow showers through the afternoon and temperatures in the mid-40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a few rain and snow showers this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a couple of rain or snow showers left over this afternoon and highs around 40. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds in the mid-30s, light snow showers possible Tuesday night and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy Wednesday afternoon in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy and cold on Thursday with scattered snow showers only near 20. And frigid weather on Friday, despite mostly sunny skies, high temperatures staying in the teens. The next system heads our way for the weekend with a chance of snow or mixed precipitation for both Saturday and Sunday with highs back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.